It's another hour of Drew Garabo Live.
Wait, a little pubic hair?
You know, he's a good dude for telling me that.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Because I told Phoebe the other night that she had something in her tooth, and she flipped out on me.
Why?
And I said, I would want somebody to tell me. And she goes, we're not out in public.
So?
It was just a big piece. I was distracted by it.
Right.
Dude, I walked up on total strangers and go, booger.
That's a valuable person to have. Yeah. You want to know when you got a booger.
I would hate to have a booger and nobody tell me.
Of course.
Yeah.
You got a booger, you got something in your teeth. SBK's the guy who's going to let you know.
I'll let you know.
It's a valuable person to have in your life. You know?
Yes, and I appreciate that.
Some people can't handle the honesty, though, and they're like, oh, like your wife, you know? She freaks out.
I told her at the wrong time.
Oh, what do you mean?
She was getting ready to, you know, we were getting ready to do stuff.
Oh. And you said you've got something in your teeth?
Yeah.
I was going to tell you to send her a text, but that wouldn't have worked. So wait,
hold on. She's getting ready to do stuff.
Very like just, you know, out of the blue, like I'm gonna take you away and do stuff to you. And I just wanted to tell her that it was probably gonna distract me the whole time. So I had to let her know. And she got so upset that we called everything off.
Ugh.
Now, let's go to a sex expert or sexpert, if we may. Nikki Delano is here. It's nice to see you again, Nikki.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. If you had something in your teeth and you were about to have sexy time with your man,
yeah.
You don't, by the way. Don't worry. But if you were about to have sexy time with your man, would you want him to say, hey, babe, you got something in your teeth that's going to distract me during the sexy time? Or do you want him to just shut up and let you do what you're going
to
do?
To be honest, honesty is the best policy. If I have something in my teeth, let me know I have something in my teeth.
Okay.
So definitely be honest about it.
There you go. Some people just can't handle the honesty.
And exactly.
I had no sexy time because of the honesty.
She called off the sexy time.
Oh, well, I don't blame her. I mean, it was a...
Well, what was like the position you were in when you saw it?
Nothing. It was right when we were about to get ready. And then she comes in and I guess I was laughing when I was... I did it all. I wasn't ready. I'm not good at surprises.
So she busts in the room and surprise, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, you got something in
your teeth. I was like, hey, you got something in your teeth?
And she got upset about that?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay. I felt like a D-bag, so... Aww.
Have you had sexy time since then?
Yeah, this morning.
Okay, that's good.
I had to wait. There'd be a 36-hour cooling off period.
Ooh, weekday booty.
Damn.
At the Kushner compound.
Yeah, right. Start your day off right.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Let's start. Morning sex preferable or nighttime sex, Nikki Delano?
To be honest, 24/7. I don't have an option. I mean,
okay.
Morning, night, daytime, anytime.
Anytime is good for you.
Anytime is good for me.
She is on Twitter as Nikki Delano. That's N-I-K-K-I Delano. She is a Latina triple X star. She is glamorous, gorgeous. You look better than you did 6 years ago. We saw you
six years
ago on our morning show, and
it's
here
been
we are.
A
in
while.
Afternoons. I know.
It's a long time.
Good to see you again. What have you been up to? How have you been keeping yourself busy?
I've been feature dancing. I have my own radio show now every Wednesday on Vivid.
Oh,
no
you
kidding.
Guys know Vivid. Oh. SiriusXM 415 at 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST for 1 hour.
4 p.m. So you're on up against us. Don't listen to that, everybody. Don't listen to what she just said. Screw that. She talks about boring crap. No sexy stuff or
so
anything
much
like
fun.
That. What do you usually tie? Is it all sex stuff?
Stuff? It's sex talk radio, and then I bring on beautiful women. Like Instagram models, porn stars.
That's your jam,
all
Kevin.
All that good stuff. So Instagram. I interview beautiful women. All the
that's
time.
Not my jam.
I thought Instagram booty models were your jam.
You know, that's how I started. I transitioned, though.
Well, that's cool. Do you enjoy doing that?
I love it. It's only 1 hour a week, so it goes by so fast. But I really enjoy bringing on so many hot girls and just, you know, interviewing them and getting to know them and, making them do dirty things.
Yeah. That's one thing we're not allowed to do here. Well, I mean, I guess we'd be allowed, but we just don't have any girls that would. So you are allowed, like, on the radio, because it's satellite radio. You can do a little that.
I mean, no one can really see anything. It's all talk. So they can see anything. It's
okay.
All,
so you could or could not be doing it. It's like theater of the mind.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, come over here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's not really happening right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
No, just
that's,
like that.
It's so much fun.
Now, you're featuring at Deja Vu, which is in beautiful Brandon, Florida. And it's really cool because Deja Vu is no liquor, but you get full nudity and full contact. And then you want to get liquor, you just walk like 10 feet to the bikini bar that they have next door.
Yes.
You can drink and then bounce between the two. Do you know when you're doing shows? Are you doing tonight? Are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing?
So I'm doing two tonight. First show's at midnight, then the second one's at 2, and the same for tomorrow. I had one show last night. It was amazing. So guys, come on out. See me live. I'm going to be full nude, and you cannot miss all my award-winning holes.
Oh.
Award-winning holes. None of my holes won anyway. Oh, I guess if you technically we won Best of the Bay for a radio show, so one of my holes won an award. So I have one hole that's won an award. None of my other holes have won awards that I have in my body. God. So congratulations on your award-winning holes.
If you had to pick your personal favorite hole, what would it be?
TMI. I'll keep that one quiet. All right. I think I have to keep it very... PG.
Thank you. Thank PG. You. He doesn't know that, but you do. Thank you. And I appreciate you cleaning that
just
up.
Just Google it. You can find out.
Yeah, Google Nikki Delano's favorite holes.
Nikki, here's a new game. If you could pick, there's a virgin in this room.
Is there?
Do you feel like you could pick out the virgin in this room?
There is a virgin in this room.
Just by looking at our faces?
The cameraman.
I can't get laid.
I didn't even see him.
No, not him. No.
Okay, damn.
Who's the virgin? Time to play the new game. Who's the virgin?
John, Kevin, Drew, Seth, Micah.
Micah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take her virginity right now.
Nikki.
What do you think?
I'll hold the dog.
She's so beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Right? But she is saving herself for that special woman.
Man.
You know, it's crazy because I'm being who I am and what I do. My best friend growing up, she was a virgin until the age of 21. So it's kind of like black and white, like kind of the opposites attract. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sweet and sour.
My best friend was a virgin. Me being who I am, very promiscuous, very naughty. So it's just, it was crazy. It was awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, we find people who balance out our levels of crazy, I think.
Absolutely.
And she went one way and you went the other. And now she's, who knows what she, do you know what she's
doing
now?
She's a married woman with kids.
There you go.
I love it.
Not a virgin any longer.
Not a virgin.
So could you do, like, Micah one day is going to have her first time. Could you give you're a professional sex person. Could you give Micah some advice on what she should expect her first time? Or what to do? Or what not to do?
She's going to... What she should do and what she not should not do. She looks so innocent.
I know, right?
I'm so like, oh.
I know.
Take things slowly. Go with the feeling of your body. What you... I'm sure you masturbate, so...
Don't be so sure. She says she doesn't.
No, you don't masturbate?
About it publicly, so...
Okay.
There's just certain things I won't talk about.
That's very true. But I'm sure you
know...
Oh, my God. Well, just go with the flow. You know, take it things easily. Mm-hmm. I mean, just learn your body. I mean, you've never had SEX before, so you don't know what you really like, but I'm sure you will once that happens. And it'll be magical, and you'll have the most amazing...
Thank you for the insight.
The first time?
Very, very subtle.
The first time she's going to have it.
Yeah. Absolutely. When she has the first, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nikki, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was quite young. I can't even say, but I was quite young.
Young. We'll just leave it at quite young. That's good enough. Where'd you grow up?
I was born and raised in New York City.
Brooklyn,
exactly.
What part of Brooklyn?
Williamsburg.
Okay. Yeah. You been there lately?
Yes, last month.
It's a shame what's happened.
I know, it's so different.
He's anti-gentrification.
Definitely. I live here. I don't know.
But things changed. It's changed dramatically in Brooklyn. Yeah. It's like night and day from when I was in high school until now. I'm like, holy hell.
I know.
Yeah.
Nikki Delano is here. She is performing two shows tonight and tomorrow at Deja Vu, midnight and 2 a.m.
How hard is it to get out of the adult industry? Because there was a lady that we had in the studio a couple of months back, and for some reason she's turned to Drew Garabo to try to help ease her out of the adult industry, which she's only been in for a couple of years. Is it tough to just quit doing this?
I mean, if you love what you do, then I feel like it is tough. And why leave something that you really love? Mm. I mean, is she leaving because she has to, or because is it by choice?
I think she feels that in her voice that this is not the path for me. I think. I don't know that to be true.
If it's not something you want to do, I say you leave it. If you love what you do, you continue doing what you love. And, you know, it's not for everybody. You have to have tough skin, and sex has to be your passion. So
you got to really be into it if you're going to be in it for the long haul. You can fake it for a little bit, probably, but if you're in it for the long haul, you really have to like having sex.
Absolutely, 100%.
When you are when you're dating or when you're looking for a partner, do you go in the industry, out of the industry, or all is in play?
I have to date people who are really open minded. Most of the time, I've dated inside and outside, and I figured out that the people inside are more open to the feeling of me working with other guys, whether it be a producer or somebody behind the camera or in front of the camera. So definitely inside of the industry.
Yeah, because they walk similar path as you, so they know what it's like when you have a day of shooting and
absolutely
all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Boundaries don't get crossed, etc.
Exactly.
When you date outside the industry, the guys usually probably get pretty jealous, like, oh, I can't bang you tonight because you're getting banged tomorrow or something like that.
It's so hard because in the beginning, they're like, oh, I love it. I'm dating a porn star. Right. Blah, blah, blah. And then once they catch feelings, it's like, oh, I don't want to see you working with that person or right. that person. And then, you know, eventually like, oh, I can't see you work at all. And
right.
it's like, well, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Snip, snip.
No, so, yeah. Cut him out of your life.
Absolutely.
Hypothetically, what if there were a guy who was immune to catching feelings, who had no feelings at all? Maybe he was free of emotions.
It's so unrealistic, though.
Is
guys?
It?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Once the sex
I was trying
so
to pretend that I don't have feelings, and then I'm like, no, I would catch feelings.
When the intimacy is so good, it's like, it's kind of hard to
not catch
feelings.
That's true. Yeah. Nikki DeLano has two shows nightly. She will be at Deja Vu tonight and tomorrow night, midnight and two.
How have we not mentioned the dog that she brought in today?
Oh, I just casually. I thought it was an accessory.
Does your dog have a name?
Benzino.
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 Oh, look at a little Benzino.
Little baby.
Chihuahua, right?
Yeah, Minpin Chihuahua.
My baby mama has a Chihuahua that is about 6 months old and has no name yet. We have yet to name the puppy.
What are you guys waiting for?
Well, I don't know.
Isn't that terrible?
That is.
Why? Why does she need a name?
She does.
Why? She's perfectly happy.
So when you call her, what is she like?
Little Poops.
Little Poops, I guess
that's her name now.
It's her nickname.
You don't get a nickname without a real name.
She has a nickname. She has no name. I saw that when you promoted your appearance, you definitely promoted us with your boobs.
I saw that.
That is something else.
And then I saw your tweet about it. I was like, it's too funny.
I mean, Delilah to Delano, that is really crossing the spectrum of women in radio. You on Sirius and her on 200 friggin' radio stations throughout. It looks like you have a question, Micah.
I do. I want to know. So 6 years ago, you sat down with Drew and Seth.
Yes.
How has your career transpired since then?
It's grown drastically.
Good job, Seth. We did this.
It'll be 7 years of me being in the industry next month. And I mean, I've won awards. I have my own radio show. I have contracts. I'm booked like pretty much every single weekend for dancing. I'm shooting my showcase. I'm officially shooting things that I've really been wanting to shoot for a very long time. I don't really want to say on the air because I can't.
Mm.
But really hardcore scenes that I've been holding out.
Oh.
And this is the year that you guys will be able to see all the
stuff.
A
lot of dudes?
Yes. Yes.
I'm really excited about that, dude.
Right? I was trying to.
Man, listen how excited he was.
Like, hard.
How many hard dogs are there going to be?
Yes.
Are there a lot of dudes?
I was taking a guess. It's very exciting news.
Yeah, but no. But how many, though?
A lot. Five.
Five at once.
But, okay, yeah. But aside from that, though, from when I started till now, it's like I've changed so much as far as like what I like to do in the bedroom and not like to do in the bedroom. And I've grown a lot. I've really grown a lot.
Sure.
Definitely.
SBK?
I've never dated a porn star, so I have a question about dating a porn star. Would I be disappointed? Like, am I going to get what I see on the screen at home? Or am I going to get better? Or, you know what I mean?
It all depends on the woman, and to be honest,
I'm talking about you.
The camera, we shoot at certain angles that we put on a performance and the bedroom. I mean, you can.
I don't mean the angles. I mean the level. Like you said, I'm going to do some real hardcore stuff. But if I was your man, would I get that hardcore stuff before you did it on film? You know what I'm saying?
With me, probably yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, it's not with everybody.
No, of course. But just the queen. Do any radio idiots ever look at your name, Nikki Delano, and pronounce it Nikki Delano?
Yeah, everyone does that.
Everyone does that?
Yeah, I'm like, it's Nikki DeLano.
What idiots.
You gotta be a freaking moron to do that. Let me play this clip from when you used to be on when you were on our show, The Morning X.
Oh,
we have Nikki DeLano in the house.
And baby, my last name is DeLano.
Oh my god.
Me mispronouncing your name as DeLano.
I love it.
I'm a moron. I'm sorry about
that.
Was
that from 6 years ago?
Six years ago. Yep.
Wow.
We were down the hall and I was about 35 pounds heavier. I was a disgusting fat piece of crap, but
oh
now
my
I'm
god.
Just a skinnier fat piece
no,
of crap.
No, you're beautiful.
No, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Micah said that. Yeah, no, Nikki didn't say that.
glad you told me it was Micah. I almost fell in love. She was like, you're beautiful. I want you so bad. I'm like, okay, Micah, right. Calm down. Okay, sorry. Love, don't shove. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for
look incredible.
Me.
I can't believe that it's been 6 years. You look like you've reversed 6 years. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You and Benzino, enjoy your time here. Again, Nikki Delano will be at Deja Vu. Two shows nightly, tonight and tomorrow night, midnight and two.
And congrats on 1 million followers on Twitter.
A million?
Awesome.
How did you do that? 1 million?
And almost 1 million on Instagram, too.
Jeez, Louise, how'd you do it?
I don't know. I promote a lot. I have my show. I do a lot of things. It's fun. I love what I do, guys. Thank you for having me.
It shows.
Come on out tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes, ma'am. We'll see you then. Absolutely. Okay. Thank
besos.
You.
Bye.
Nikki Delano, besos.